Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello everyone, it's Quinn here, and welcome to episode 41 of Q&A Selling Online. So today I bring you a sad story. Yes, it's true. It's unfortunate, but I have a sad story. So I've been super excited for the last week or so, almost 2 weeks, trying to do a deal with Flippa.com. So I don't know if you guys know about Flippa. It's an old school website. It's been along forever now. So Flippa is a website marketplace where you buy, sell websites, blogs, domain names, apps. They even have a new category, which is called the Amazon FBA category, where you can buy and sell FBA businesses. So I've been going back and forth now with somebody that had a business for sale on that platform. So I'll tell you right now, back in 2007, 2008, I used to go to Flippa daily, and I was going through every single deal that they had there. And there was another website, another marketplace called DealAsite. DealAsite, actually, minutes before the podcast, while doing a bit of research, I pulled up DealAsite and it is for sale. This, at the time, was one of the top ones out there back when Flippa was the big dog. They're not anymore. But DealAsite is for sale. It is for sale for $2,995. I thought about it. If I wanted to build my own marketplace, that would be the chance. Buy a domain that somewhat should have a ton of links already built to it and just go from there, and you know, you hit the floor running. So to my point is, like I said, Flippa is no longer the big dog, nor it is my favorite. My favorite currently is Empire Flippers. So Empire Flippers is very professional. They have all the stats. They have everything. They have all kinds of businesses. And they're only real businesses. You don't go there and sell a startup blog or something, right? There's businesses that have real income, that have a track record, you know, that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, the one I liked and the one that caught my attention was on Flippa. So after a couple, like I said, a couple weeks almost of negotiations, I got to the point when I was going to pull the trigger. I was going to buy this business, and they do not have a business bank account. They do not have any proof of income. They don't have any tracking of their spending. So basically, everything that I got in writing that they make monthly, how much they make yearly, how much they have made in the past, how much they their expenses are, with all their costs, all that stuff, is all in writing, but without proof. There is no actual business. And I told them, listen, you seem to be trustworthy, you look trustworthy, but to what point am I the dummy that's going to buy something that you tell me has a great potential and that I cannot even track the growth? How much did it grow, right? I can see how much it grew from what is written and actually handwritten. I can see that and what's on the graphs that Flippa shows, but I can make that, you know. I can put a site for sale. I can put there that it's bringing me 20 grand a month while it's probably bringing 20 bucks, right? So I guess lessons learned is, if you have a business and it is a successful business, even if it's not a successful business yet, there are certain things that you have to do, because every entrepreneur's big ticket item is actually selling the business itself. Because the entrepreneur is not the guy that wants to create one business and work that business for the rest of his life. The entrepreneur is the guy like me that is always trying to find something new, always looking for the new product. Even if it's not a new business, it's a new product, a new ways to sell a product. You're trying to always get something new because you got that bug that lives in you, the entrepreneurial bug that keeps you wanting to do something and want to take more and more action. Because of that, when you get to in a business that you've had now in 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years or whatever, you start to want or not put all of your eggs into that one basket, and you want to expand to something else and not dedicate so much attention. And that's right, and that's fair to do so, because if you have a successful business after 3 or 5 years or whatever, you should not be working this. By then, if it is, it should be running itself. It should be with VAs, with employees. You should have a real business, and that's what a real business is. When you have somebody else that does all the work for you, and you get all your passive income, and obviously you should keep track and make sure that everything is right and everything is managed properly. But to get to that point, there's always work. And my point here is the things that you should do considering selling your business, right? So there's always the option to jump out of your business, your fluorescing business, the one that is your top business is probably the one that should be sold, right? Or that you should think about selling if it is your top business and you get to the point where you see your growth starts to slow down. It's still growing, but it is slowing down, and you know you will reach a peak because you will lack resources, and every business does not have, there's no such thing as unlimited capital. Every business will starve itself if you don't have enough room to let it grow, and sometimes you are the one that's stopping your business from growing. To prevent that starvation, when you see the growth rate slowing down, consider selling that business to somebody that has more resources, more patience, or more somebody that is a new business for them, so they have all their energy, that's where they want to spend it at that business. You jump out and build a new one. It's like having a new car, you know, that's the one that you're going to drive. It's the brand new one. It's the one that has the brand new smell. So build something new. But always remember that to sell your old one, there's things that you need to have. You need to have a business bank account where all your transactions in and out are coming from, so everything can be tracked. You need to have your accounting in order to be able to show the buyer. So you should start on day one. On day one, consider doing that. So all these things that are free to do so, start them on day one, right? You get your bank account, for instance, a business bank account. You can have them for free. Now, if you live in a different country and you want it to be in U.S. currency, you may have to pay a certain fee. Like, for instance, I have a business account that costs me $29 per month, so I can have, it's a U.S. Bank account, but you don't need that one from the start, right? So if $29 is a deal breaker, you can start with free stuff. You start keeping your accounting in order. You just make sure that you start everything from scratch, so when it comes to the time of selling, you have everything in order, and that person's going to go through it depending on the size of the business. If you're selling a $1,000 business, probably the person's not going to care for your 12 trailing months of income, because it doesn't matter. It's a $1,000 business. Now, when you're talking about a $100,000 business, a $1 million business, you know, two, three, if you don't have that, you're not selling it. I can guarantee you're not selling it. Nobody's going to trust when you say that, okay, but I did make $2.8 million last year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's, you know, it's not provable. That's a nice word, eh? Provable. I probably made that up. I don't know. I'll have to Google it after this. It's pretty cool. Provable. Anyway, so if anybody of you wants to start a domain selling site or a marketplace, a website marketplace, you know, DealAsite.com is for sale for less than $3,000. It's $5 less than $3,000. So it's DealAsite.com. I don't own it. I honestly, I'm not advertising it. I just, I just went to check on it because I used to use this years ago, and it was pretty crappy because I could sell, basically, I could list a website for sale that I didn't own, right? It didn't have the software like Flippa does, and obviously Empire Flippers, where you need to prove ownership. So there could be somebody that would go there and, you know, try to sell Google, try to sell YouTube, try to sell my sites, you know, you would always see that. But you did not have to pay them until you had proof of what they were selling, that kind of deal. Everything would go through escrow or escrow, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Anyway, it is dead and it is for sale. So the domain may still, it still has a trust of 81, privacy of 81, and a child safety of 100. You can see that if you go to dealsite.com. It will be forwarded to the company that is selling it, which is Sedo, S-E-D-O. That's where you buy and sell domains. So that's it. Guys, keep in mind what you have to do when you start a business. So you can always keep in mind that what you do at the start is going to help you at the end when your strategy is to sell that business. And if you are like me, you know exactly what it is. You start a new business, you're super excited, super excited, super excited. Bam, shiny object. You see something new and you jump on something new. And then that one kind of starts to be in the back burner. So if you have the capital, you can hire somebody to run it for you. If you don't have the capital, it may start going down and down and down just because you want something new. You want the new shiny object. So if you are like that, always remember, have it ready. Have it ready to sell, because if you are going to grow the business, it is going to be worth something. If it's worth nothing, let it go. Let it die. If it is worth something, sell it. Let somebody else live their dream and take care of it. Okay, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. If you enjoy the content of the show, if you enjoy listening to my voice, let me know. Leave me a note. Contact me. You can leave me a message at my site, QASellingOnline.com. The only thing that's not there is the and, Q and A. So QASellingOnline.com. There are several places there where you can contact, leave me a voice note, anything. Please go ahead and leave me a review. It helps a lot if you go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening. Go leave me a review and let me know what you think. I've got several. All of them are good so far. So thank you very much. I really, 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 bottom of my heart, I really appreciate it. Thank you.